Hey everyone, it's Ariel Helwani.
And I'm Chuck Mendenhall.
And I'm PT Carroll, and together we are 3-Pack.
Join us on the brand new Spotify Live app immediately after all of the biggest fights in combat sports.
And also during the weigh-ins, because that's when the real drama happens.
So what are you waiting for? Follow the Ringer MMA show right now on our exclusive Spotify podcast feed.
And come join the best community in MMA.
Peace! We're out of here.
This episode is brought to you by Atlassian. Atlassian software like Jira, Confluence, and Trello help power global collaboration for all teams so they can accomplish everything that's impossible alone. Because individually we're great, but together we're so much better. Learn how to unleash the potential of your team at Atlassian.com. Atlassian.com. Atlassian. Tap the banner or visit this episode's page to learn more. This episode is brought to you by Lucasfilm and Disney Plus, presenting an all-new Star Wars series, The Acolyte. Stream the 2-episode premiere June 4th and witness an investigation into a shocking crime spree where secrets will emerge and no one is safe from the truth. The Acolyte, 2-episode premiere, streaming June 4th only on Disney Plus.
Best of episode. It's going to be a first. I'm excited about this idea. You hit the record button real quick. I was still excited about this December 26th. We're dropping a best of episode.
Well,
first ever.
Here's the thing again about that. You just jump into this all feet first, and I appreciate that. I don't like when you do an episode all by yourself and I can't be there to control what you're saying.
No, so, I just don't. Yeah, that's fine. I don't mind that. You can be here.
Oh, I know I can be here. It's more of a matter of, it's not really a day off if you're in here recording an episode.
It's a day off for you. I was going to do intros to prior clips.
Oh, God.
Well, those are your options. I'm fine with you doing it, but you can't be like, I don't want you to do it. And also, I don't want to work that day. I'm fine with
it
either.
Hey, let's take we have one last day off. We can take this year. Let's take the 26th off. Everyone's taking the day off. It's okay. I don't have a problem with it because we're going to be in there later that week for our last episode of the year. I thought the last episode of the year would be a fun, hey, let's talk about the year and then let's talk about next year. Oh God, my headset fell off.
Okay. I got the coolest. I can't talk to you about this right now. We'll figure it out. We'll set it up.
What do you know? Mike's just jumping in with all the ideas, not running anything by it. It's okay, Mike. What do you have to talk about today on Monday's episode?
I got my Bob Cousy back, and I'm very happy, despite good. You trying to drag everything down.
Oh, my God.
I bought that Bob Cousy rookie as a PSA 2.5 about 6 months ago.
Yes.
I sent it to the old man before he died. He signed it, wrote the inscription of Cousy Legs, my nickname as a kid.
So
you
sweet.
Remember the story?
I've heard it.
He sent it back to me. Cost me $100. I had to make a $100 donation to the Boys and Girls Club.
Hey, that's where I had my wedding reception. I'm all about it.
Oh, I was a member for many years as a youth.
Okay.
What are you trying to do there? Open your coffee cup?
Trying to open this coffee. Yeah, that's fine.
Okay. So Bob could have opened that cup already. So Bob signs a card, sends it back. I sent it back to PSA a couple months ago through our buddy Nash Cards. Chris hooked me up, got it graded again, and the authenticated and graded. Okay. So first of all, it came back a PSA 3, not a 2.5, and an auto grade of a 10. I was very excited.
And that bumped the value how much?
I'm going to guess that card's worth, it's also the only one like that. Because nobody else is having Cousy legs. I'm going to guess it's worth $2,000, maybe a little more.
Do you think the Cousy legs will throw people off and be like, I don't want that because that means nothing?
If we ever get famous, people are like, oh, this is the Gio Cousy legs card.
Oh, the Gio Cousy
legs. At this point in my life, I've pretty well accepted we're not going to get famous. So
you are one of the more famous people in the card world.
I could sell somebody this card for $25,000.
Wow, guys, did you hear that?
So I was excited. I don't get cards in often that I actually care.
Let me give you Mike's number. You can reach out directly. 978.
Yep. So yeah, I'm very excited about that. I got a nice little card back that I was excited about. It's going on the mantle.
Well, that's pretty cool. I'm happy you got a card. Is that the only card you got back?
No, I got other stuff. I don't care about that.
Oh, you don't? Nothing?
No. No.
All bad grading decisions 6 months ago whenever you sent it off?
No. I got a bunch of raw stuff in. I got a bunch of SGC grades. That was the only card I sent to PSA because I wanted graded because SGC doesn't do the autos anymore. So
I feel you, bro.
Man, I want to hash out this end of the year thing, but I'm willing to let it go.
We can hash it out. It's fine.
Do you want to join me for it? Is that the issue?
No, because I already have plans on the 26th. I'm not going to
record. I'm also not going to record this the 26th. I'm going to get this done before that. wouldn't be fair to Carlos.
Okay.
Some
well, then maybe that's a different idea.
Yeah.
See? Because here's the thing, though. If that's the case, what do we use our... Because that's not a day off episode. That's an episode that we produce. Then the people got to enjoy.
That's what I want. I don't want a day off from the pod. I want us not to be in the office that day.
Sure.
We do a little legwork ahead of time. It's done.
We'll talk about it more later. The idea I have no problem with.
Okay.
If that makes you happy. Does that make you happy?
You got a weird tone. Listen, there's some Jesse's having some issues at home. Now he's having issues here.
No issues at all.
You know what the common thread is here? You're difficult to deal with. Call your wife. Let's get her on the phone.
I think ever since I got this personal trainer and obviously I'm flexing on you and others, you feel intimidated and that's okay. But you need to know this is the new me and I will dominate you.
I don't know that it's great to have two miserable people in here.
God, this is what happens when you exercise. It's a stupid, foolish thing. Don't do it. It's not worth it in the end. Maybe you get healthier, big deal. But those years that you're living longer are just going to be miserable. You could have been happy and dead.
We could cut it here.
Let's just cut the episode.
All right.
Rundown.
Let me do the rundown. No. You're in no mood to
I love the rundown. I'm full of energy.
It's speculating time.
Speculation. Let it begin. NFL playoffs are among us in 4 more weeks. We're going to talk about it now, though. We want to talk a little bit about some controversy, maybe. LeBron James card that is causing a row. Jason Flynn has... Causing a row.
I've never heard that before. Okay, keep going. Thank
you. I appreciate your...
Causing a row?
Your acknowledgement of my vocabulary. I appreciate that. Jason Flynn will join us for a quick Final Four update.
Let me interrupt real quick.
Then soccer's out of the world for the next month or two.
Carlos and Eddie, college guys, obviously, unlike me. Have either one of you ever heard that term?
We're pausing the rundown.
Causing a row? We're not pausing it. Either of you ever heard that? Causing a row.
Yeah, I've heard that before.
Yeah!
Really?
It feels good. Eddie, did you want to also say yes?
I have not heard that
Thank
term.
You, sir.
That's okay. That's okay.
I got one. Carlos?
Okay. I got one. Carlos is in my corner. And back to the rundown, new releases. We got some hot products coming out this week. We'll talk about a few additional items towards the end before we get to your mailbag. Now it's time for the
big picture.
Just get all the horrible sound effects out in the 20 seconds. Just be done with it. All right.
Speculate.
Did Steve bring this up? Somebody brought this up in the mailbag, and I thought, you know, this is actually a good time to do it. We're about a month out from the playoffs starting, four games left in the season.
I think Johnny, Johnny. Johnny did it.
So that's what we're going to do. Bring up the chart on there. You got the pie chart there. It's not a pie chart. You got the bracket, the tree.
Yes, sir.
So right now.
As it stands.
Here's how the playoffs stand as of now. Here's what we think may happen. I would tell you this. Number one. I think the AFC, I don't see a whole lot of changing in the AFC. We'll still go down like team by team very briefly. But yeah, I think the AFC by and large stays. Bills and Chiefs are 1-2, 2-1, however way they want to slice it. I don't think that's changing at all. The Ravens are going to lock up the 3 spot. I don't think that moves. And the Titans as well. I think you're 1-4 in the AFC. I think it ends up being exactly how it is right now. Buffalo 1, KC 2, Baltimore 3, the Titans 4.
The only thing is, what about the Bengals Ravens though? Like, you don't think that could be a switch up between the two?
I really don't. I think, I lied about that. I forgot about this actually. Hang on a second.
Because I mean, they are both 9-4.
Yep, that's true. I don't know why I had this division.
Bengals have won the last 5.
That's the one change I would make. I take it back.
Oh, okay.
I take it back. So I think the Ravens finish as the 5 seed. I think the Bengals finish as the 3 seed. They win the division.
Okay. And then wait. So what did you say 6 and 7 seed then?
I have not. So the Dolphins are 8-5. I think they lock up the 6. They're not going to catch Buffalo, but they've got a game lead and they have I know they're playing Buffalo this week. They probably lose. I think they win out after that.
Okay.
So I think the Dolphins are your 6. The 7 seed is interesting to me.
Yeah.
You got the Chargers.
You got the Jets.
I know. The Chargers and Jets are both 7-6. The Patriots play Arizona tonight. I think they win that game. So I think you have 3 teams at 7-6. For the sake of the hobby and everything else, I want to see the Chargers make it. Like that to me, of all the wild card situations, that one has to happen the most.
I mean, how many guys are holding Herbert right now? Gotta be a lot.
Yeah, Herbert and even Tua guys.
Yeah.
So again, we're just going to go through this very briefly. With Buffalo, I don't know what you do. Like with Buffalo, it's a one trick pony. It's Josh Allen. Most of these teams are like that, by the way. Mm-hmm. One or nothing. It's a quarterback. I mean, Josh Allen is kind of in a bit of a lull right now. I've never seen him win a big playoff game still. I think he's the most talented quarterback in football, not named Patrick Mahomes. But I've never seen him win a big playoff game. Until I see that, I still think the Chiefs are coming out. But let's just run through this.
So, Jets, did you have any thought that they could make it though?
I mean, thought, yes, but I'm going Chargers. I think the Chargers lock up the 7 seed. So okay. I think 1 through 7 are the same teams.
I know it would help the Herbert market, but I'm just thinking like the Mike White. I know it's not a market, but like, you know how much hype, like when hype starts in the market, it buoys all boats. What's the term?
Buoy. I mean, my goodness.
That's a word. That's not even a weird one.
In an English vocabulary class today?
When all the hype starts coming in on one guy, then it starts helping the rest of the market to also
come up. A rising tide lifts all boats.
That's the one.
Most people who say that are idiots, by the way. Don't say it again.
You've said it several
times.
Don't
say it on my program. Okay. Wow. So I think 1 through 7, the AFC stays the same. Name-wise, the only change, I think, 3 and 5, we switch them. I think Baltimore goes in as a wild card. The Bengals go in as the tree seed.
Okay. So in this, anybody you would currently look to invest in? That's the real question.
Yeah. I mean, so here's the thing. I'm going all short term with all of these guys. I think Mahomes and KC are coming out of the AFC. I've yet to, like, the Bengals did it last year. Mm-hmm. I do. I think KC is playing unbelievable this year, even though KC just beat him. Even though they just beat KC.
Okay.
I think Mahomes is still at a spot where you can buy him, and he's still relatively low compared to his highs. And he hasn't had much of a spike this year, despite having, being tied for the best record in the AFC. I like the Mahomes buy. I don't like Josh Allen right now. I like Mahomes. Baltimore, I don't trust to win playoff games, especially on the road. Cause you got to think, let's just, again, hypothesis here. Baltimore goes in as the 5 seed. They would play the 4 at Tennessee. I think they probably beat Tennessee, but Lamar's also not been very good in the playoffs. So I'm not thrilled about him. So I'm not really in on Lamar. The Titans, I'm not buying anybody.
I hate to say it. It's getting brutal. It happens every single year. They win the games that no one cares about, and the ones that matter, they start.
So I'm out on them.
I'm sorry, Titan fans.
But. Burrow's interesting. Burrow, to me, is the same as Mahomes this year. If you think one of those two is making a playoff run, like a deep run, there's time to buy him. Allen, Mahomes, Burrow, all kind of the same. Jamar Chase is the interesting one there too, because he's missed time and his prices have reflected that. He's kind of back and healthy now. Mm-hmm. Same thing. I think if you think the Bengals are going to make a run, Jamar Chase might be, dollars and cents wise, the best for a short-term flip.
I mean, Joe Burrow showed last year that he knows what to do in the playoffs. I mean, obviously he...
Sure.
I don't know. I've got a really interesting feeling about the Bengals going further than the Chiefs, but we'll see.
So if that's the case, I think Jamar Chase is the best of anybody we've talked about yet. The Dolphins, I think, blew this, man. They have no chance of catching Buffalo now because I think Buffalo beats them this week, which means they're going in probably as the 6 seed. And here's what's tough about the 6. You got to play the 3, which I think is going to be the Bengals. I would not take the Dolphins to win in Cincy in a playoff game. So the other thing there, if for a guy like me, mm-hmm. I probably have a few weeks now to start moving my Tuas that I have left. And if you're not in Tua for the long haul, I think that's now's the time to kind of move him.
Even though, because I mean, like right now, he's probably down some from what he's been.
He's still higher than at most other times, though, unless you bought him just at a bad time. So that's kind of where I'm at with Tua. Jalen Waddle, the same exact thing. And then the Chargers. The only thing crazy about the Chargers is, again, let's just play. They go in as the 7. KC mm-hmm. stays the 2, because that's what I think is going to happen. They play KC super tough. And if Herbert ever beat Mahomes in a playoff game, mm-hmm. his stuff would get so unbelievable overnight. I think it'd just be absolutely ridiculous. I don't think that's going to happen. I'm kind of just laying out, I guess, the scenarios of if you think this, do that type thing.
Yeah.
So to me, Mahomes is the guy. If I can land one or two more Mahomes rookies, I'm also pretty heavy into Mahomes right now as it is. I think they're going on a run. I do. I think they're coming out of the AFC.
I mean, Justin Herbert right now is...
He's super low compared to where he's been.
I mean, just all-time low, basically. Well, for the last couple of years.
And he can't miss the playoffs again. Like, that will really, really crush them. So,
okay.
But, again, you go in as a 7 seed. Am I supposed to be excited that he makes the playoffs and gets smashed by the Chiefs?
Man, I can't believe you're so low on Tua. He's done so well. These last two games, obviously, were not in his favor. But
And they're playing at Buffalo this week. I don't think they're beating them either. That's the problem with them. And it comes down to a matter of seeding and division.
If that changes, though, if Miami wins this weekend, does that change everything for you or nothing?
No, because here's the thing. They're 2 games behind Buffalo.
Yes. No. I know that. But I just mean like the fact that they beat Buffalo in the first place. I mean, that's a very good team.
They've already done that. It would be a great thing. They did it once. But here's their schedule the rest of the year. They have a super tough schedule. You're at Buffalo. I think that's a loss. You're playing the Packers. I don't think the Packers are great, but I'm never shocked if Rodgers comes out and plays unbelievable. Probably a win, but it's not a gimme.
Yeah.
The Patriots, who are one game behind you and are going to play you tough. And the Jets, same thing. The Jets are 7-6. That's what I mean.
I know the Dolphins are 8-5, but I also look at it like, I kind of don't count those games where Tua wasn't actually playing. Cause it's like,
okay, so count the last two games where he looked like crapping up beat though. I know. And if he loses next week, count and go three in a row. Yeah. That's what I mean. I don't think they're a lock. I think they make the playoffs, but that's a tough schedule. And I don't think there's any chance in the world you're catching Buffalo.
Okay.
So I'm down on Tua because I don't think there's going to be a whole lot of upside going forward unless they sneak in. Again, though, dream scenario for Tua guys, just like Herbert. Herbert goes in as a 7 seed and beats Mahomes, people will lose their minds.
Yeah.
Tua goes in as a 6 and beats the Bengals in Cincy, people would lose their minds. I don't have faith that either one of those things would happen. So I'm going to sell before those for both those guys.
I'm getting excited. The only thing that really depresses me is the Titans at this point. It is. Titans it's so tough, hard
man.
To win.
Because you're going to have to play that 5 seed.
They lose to all these teams that they shouldn't be losing to.
Trevor Lawrence yesterday, by the way.
He looked good, though.
Holy smokes. All right, let's go NFC then.
Okay.
So NFC, I think a lot of this is locked up as well. I mean, Philly has a 2-game lead. Philly's your 1 seed. They're getting the bye. Yep. I don't think that changes.
Yep.
Minnesota and the 49ers, I mean, whatever. Let's just say it stays as it is. Minnesota goes in as the 2.
How does Minnesota not go in at this point?
No.
You're just saying between the 49ers. I see what you're saying.
Correct. Yeah. Go in the order that they are. Yep. Minnesota has a pretty easy schedule the rest of the way. I think they're winning 3, if not all 4 of those games. So I'm going to keep them at the 2. I think the Niners might be the best team in football, though. What's wild. Dude,
Just because of Purdy? I know the rest of the team is great. But
their roster is as good, if not better, than any team in the NFL right now, talent-wise. At every position, by the way. They have playmakers at all 3 levels on defense. You have when healthy, which is not often, but he is now, the best overall complete running back in football. I did not see what happened with Debo yesterday. I know he got hurt left. Yeah. I don't know if it's serious or not. They didn't really release anything today. You still got Brandon Ayuk. You still got George Kittle. You still have a dominating offensive line. And they have a fairly weak schedule. I say weak. I mean, there's some challenges here. You're at Seattle. You're at home against Washington, at the Raiders, at home against the Cardinals. But again, for my purpose, I'm going to say they stay in as the 3.
Okay.
So 1, 2, 3 stay the same. Man, the Bucs are such a train wreck. I mean, the Bucs. Never in my life did I say I'd rather see Jesse Gibson starting at quarterback than Tom Brady. And yesterday I thought that.
Here's the thing.
That's not a compliment to you.
I know. I wasn't taking it that way.
I know you're lifting over there. Take it easy, Arnold.
Listen, after 3 sessions, obviously I can talk about this.
So you paying the guy now?
Yeah.
You got over that.
I didn't get over it. I just didn't want to pay. And listen, I'm not getting into it. I am going to get into it. The last time I had a personal trainer, he was like a licensed guy. And
How many years ago?
It was like 5, 6 years ago.
Okay.
But I mean, it was in downtown Nashville.
You've heard of inflation.
Don't talk to me about inflation, bro. But bottom line is, yes, I'm paying him and it's great. My thing about the Buccaneers.
Can I challenge him live? What's his last name?
Strong,
I forgot
bro.
His last. I don't want to say his whole. Can we say his full name?
If you want to use his first name, I don't want to use his last name. Shane.
I'm going to challenge Shane to a bench off.
Okay, I'm going to tell him, hey Shane. By the way, while we're working out, listen to this podcast.
Here's what we're doing: flat bench, body weight. That's what pound for pound. I want to know who the champ is. Me and the kid. He's a professional, mind you, and I'm an out of shape older guy.
You work out though. Don't kid the audience here.
I'm weighing in at about an even 205 right now.
Actually, that's less than what I thought. I thought you were closer to 210.
How dare you? So I'll do 205. I want to see him do his weight. Flat bench, most reps.
Can I do like 100? I'd feel pretty confident.
You can
confident
do a tenth of your body weight and we'll go from there.
That's not the...
I'm just saying, so you can rep out a bunch.
Okay. Cool. Buccaneers, Tom Brady has... The only thing that I know about Tom Brady is that he performs when the chips are on the line. If he gets to the playoffs...
chips are on the table. They don't go on a line. Chips would be on a table. Go ahead.
Well, it doesn't matter.
It does.
Okay. When he gets to the playoffs, I could see a totally different mentality.
Is he getting to the playoffs? So here's the deal. Again, you've got Carolina and the Panthers are both 5-8. They're 6. The Bucs are 6-7. You're playing the Bengals next week, a game that I will be at in person to watch my hero.
Oh, yeah.
To watch my hero fall. I don't think there's a chance in the world they're beating the Bucs next week.
Because then they got Cardinals.
You're at the Cardinals, Panthers, whatever. Falcons. But then you play the two teams you got to beat, Falcons and Panthers. So you're at home against the Panthers, who beat the doors off of them in Carolina. And then you're at the Falcons. I mean, on paper, I'd love to say they're winning. I honestly think it's 50-50 they make, because they're not, you have no shot at a wild card. The only way they're getting in is if they make, is if they win the division. I don't know, man. I'm not super convinced that's going to happen.
Do you have
it? I also don't trust them, by the way, to win a playoff game. They're not beating one of those. They are not going to beat a wild card unless it's the Giants, maybe.
So at this point, if they got to the playoffs, you think they're out right away?
As of right now, if you get to the playoffs as the four seed,
okay,
worst division winner, because that's the only seed they are realistic. They if they make it, it's
four. As it sounds now, they'd be three.
No, that's a four next to them. So if they get in, they're a four seed.
Oh, I'm looking at San Francisco. I'm sorry. Yep, you're right.
That's fine.
They're
not getting any higher than that. And if they miss, they're not getting in at all.
I see.
That means you get to play Dallas at Tampa. Dallas is 10-3. Say what you want about Dak and Zeke and whatever. That Dallas team is playing much better than the Bucs. I don't think they're 50-50 they make the playoffs, and I don't think they're winning a playoff game, even if they get in. That team is a train wreck. So, whatever. Let's go down the line here.
So then, yeah. Go.
So Dallas, I think, is going in as your five seed,
because
I don't think they're catching the Eagles. So they'll be the best wild card. Dude, the Commanders are playing super tough. As of right now, the Commanders and Giants, they have the head-to-head, so there's your 6-7. Seattle is 7-6. I'll tell you the team I'm rooting for harder than anybody in the NFC.
Mm-hmm.
The Detroit Lions are a game out of the playoffs right now.
That is so weird.
Not to mention the fact they've played everybody tough this year. They barely lost to the Bills on Thanksgiving. I mean, they beat... Who did they beat yesterday? The Lions had a
Vikings, is it?
Yeah, that's right. They beat the Vikings yesterday. Dude, I would love to see the Lions get in and just ruin somebody's day. There's nothing more embarrassing in professional sports than saying I lost a playoff game to the Lions.
Okay, right now, do you know quarterback for the Lions?
Jared Goff.
Okay.
Playing great, by the way.
I feel like I asked you a quarterback the other day and you didn't know. And I found that it felt really good for you not to know a quarterback. And I thought it was the Lions, but I guess not.
So let me just go. So Goff's played really well. Just to go down the line, I've said it before and I kind of am sticking to it. I don't think the Vikings are winning a playoff game. I know it's not all that rational. I just don't. Sorry. I'm not buying in anybody
what
on the Vikings.
I
don't trust the quarterback. Quarterbacks are the most essential position in any major sport to winning a playoff game. Say whatever you want. If you don't have elite quarterback play, you do not win Super Bowls and you usually don't even win big playoff games.
Have you listened to Mic'd Up? Do you ever watch that on YouTube? Mic'd Up, like it's like where they...
Oh, the podcast.
No. This is where the NFL like mics players during games. Yes, and then
there's also a podcast Mic'd Up.
Oh, okay. But this is like interesting because I guess the only reason why I really have any say with the miking, or I don't have a say, but the only reason I care about Kirk Cousins is he's such a positive guy out on the field. Like listening to his Mic'd Up, I became a fan of his and I want him to win. That's my thing.
I don't not want him to. I like seeing parody, so I'd like to see him win. Eagles, Jalen Hurts, I still think, aside from the Niners, that team has the best shot to go to the Super Bowl out of the NFC. We just talked about Hurts is not all that expensive. So if you think like I
can
do.
Can we talk about that for a second? Just sure, what those prices quick. Are. So Hurts right now, if we just compare apples to apples with his Prism, his 2020 PSA 10 does 145. It's 1800 in pop count.
Which is way up, by the way. That was under $100 at the beginning of the season.
Also, what's interesting too, I found this out while we were looking into this. Cardletter shows a history of the pop count as well. What's really interesting is that since November, it's only gone up like less than 150. I find that very surprising. I would have thought there'd be a lot more guys submitting Jalen Hurts stuff. But again, $145 is what his cards currently going for, and that's up. Russell Wilson, who also has a very similar pop count. It's like 1400 for his rookie.
2012.
It's going for $130, $15 less.
That's on his prism.
I know. Hang on. I'm going back to that. Now you said that's because people care more about that product or that specific line.
What are
of
you
cards.
Talking
the
about?
Topps Chrome.
There you go. So we're comparing a 2020 prism to a 2012 Topps Chrome. Yes. Same pop count, just about. Russell Wilson's a Hall of Famer. Jalen, who knows? Yeah, Topps Chrome is a huge brand. People still love Topps football.
But the Prism still, the fact that that's going for $210. I mean, $210 versus Jalen Hurts.
What are you talking about now? Pop count Russell's
is,
Prism?
Yeah, Russell's Prism is doing $210.
Okay, we're doing a lot of Okay, sorry, I'm getting a little confused.
So
Russell's 2012 Prism. Now we're not talking Topps Chrome. Correct. Prism to Prism. 2012 rookie Prism versus 2020 rookie Prism.
Correct.
Russell outsells him by about 50%.
Yes.
Yeah, makes sense. First year Prism, much lower pop. Hall of Fame quarterback, in my opinion.
It's a third of the pop.
Yep. But and his first year Prism. And he's a Hall of Fame quarterback. This is not a guy who was average and then fell off a map. Like, Russell was great. And then he's had an abysmal season.
Do you think there's that many fans still out there for Russell Wilson?
Yeah, won a Super Bowl. I mean, there's not a lot of quarterbacks in the NFL in the last 20 years that have won a Super Bowl and been to multiple Super Bowls.
It is interesting.
Aaron Rodgers has not done that. Neither has Drew Brees.
How much that keeps pricing up for these guys.
But it should, though, because you kind of hit a level of greatness. It secures that.
Yeah.
It should.
I mean, I guess that's what Tom Brady's going to be counting on at this point.
Okay, well, now you're talking a whole different level. Like, calm down. Okay, so just real quick then. I don't love anybody on the Vikings to invest in. The 49ers, I absolutely hate Brock Purdy. I mean, we don't have time to get into this now because we're going to have to talk soccer in a minute.
Pretty good.
But
I did it again.
I am rooting for you to drop a barbell in your chest. Purdy pricing, we just looked up. Now, granted, he doesn't have a ton of patch autos, but he has a bunch of autos. Elite and Panini Black were the two. He is literally outselling Trevor Lawrence, Justin Herbert, Joe Burrow by multiples.
It's insane.
It is absolutely insane. The one guy in the Niners I do think there's a decent little chance to invest in, though. Again, I'm saying invest. I'm talking like if you're going to buy and flip, George Kittle and CMC. Those are the two to me that make sense. Obviously, the Bucs, I just think you wait. Especially if you're a Brady guy, I don't think there's any magic happening this year. So I just wait until the end of the season. Because if they miss the playoffs, or if there's a bad playoff loss, people will overreact. His prices will drop. If you're looking for that grail piece to hold, that's when I do that.
Just to be clear, though, on the Purdy, advice is sell. Like, if you have
him, he's outselling every quarterback, so we don't have time to do it now.
Yeah.
Actually, but you know what?
Just give an idea.
For Thursday. Well, I already did the multiples. For Thursday, we're literally going to compare him against the other 10 greatest quarterbacks in the game right now.
Okay. That's fine.
Like, card for card.
Mm-hmm.
Make a note of that, because his pricing right now is so absurd. It's unbelievable. Down the line, Cowboys, again, let's just say as it sits, the Cowboys play at the Bucks first round. I think they beat Brady. I really do. I would take them in a game to beat the Bucks if we had to play that game today.
Okay.
Dak pricing's weird. Dak obviously started off hot and then missed some time, so his pricing came way down. I still have a bunch of Daks. That was one of the guys I did buy. I'm holding him for a playoff win. I think they can win a playoff game.
Okay.
The Commanders, I'm not buying anybody. Taylor Heinicke, you know, they're a good team. I actually think they could pull an upset potentially, although not if they have to play the Niners. But they've played really well. And then the Giants, I don't trust to win a game, so I'm out. Danny Dimes, Saquon, I'm not buying anybody.
Has Dak been to the playoffs? Has he won a playoff game before?
It's a good question if he's won. He's been a few times. I don't know if he's ever won a game.
Actually, I just Googled it. They faced off against Seahawks in the wild card round, which at the time Prescott had 0-2 against them. Looks like he's been there.
I know he's made the playoffs a few times. Yeah. I don't know if he's ever won.
Yeah, it doesn't look like he won that game. So, okay. That would be a big thing for him.
I thought they beat the Lions.
Dak Prescott has won once in the playoffs in his career.
Who did he beat? Google who he beat. I'm almost positive it was the Lions. Wasn't there a controversial catch? Man, you know what we need in the show? A sports guy.
God, you're such a...
No, we have a sports boy. We could use a sports guy. It's not an insult.
Yeah. You need a historic sports guy because I don't see any details about who they won in that game. All right. So actually that is good timing as far as that. Well, we can look it up later, but we've got more things to do with soccer. Did you have any final notes on the...
He beat the Seahawks. There you go.
Okay. It was Seahawks.
I don't know the year, but yeah, there you go.
All right. So then final notes, who's winning the Super Bowl?
I'm going with a repeat of a couple of years ago. I'm going to take, again, this will change 15 times between now and then. I'm going 49ers and Chiefs.
Man, you have...
We were at your house when we watched that game, matter of fact.
That would be really fun to watch that again, but yeah. I want to see Eagles there. I don't know why you wouldn't want to see that, but...
I didn't say I wouldn't want to see it. You asked me who I think's going. I want to see Brady go. I feel like a lot of
want can be factored in since we are so far out, but that's fine.
What? What are we living in, fairyland? What are you talking about?
You're the one who just said yourself that you're going to change like 20 times before then, so.
Not because of who I want to go.
Well, I'm sorry. I let my heart choose.
This episode is brought to you by Hotels.com. I was traveling internationally last year. I was in Mallorca.
I didn't know the island well. I said, let me head to the north, head towards the water. Let me go on hotels.com and see what they have available. Something preferably on the beach, maybe even a gym. Not only did I get those things, there was a kids session with exercise, gymnastics in the water, pony rides, a train. It had everything, and I didn't even want any of those things. But at least I knew they were there, just in case I changed my mind. And now finding the perfect hotel has never been easier, thanks to the Hotels.com app. Whether you're looking for a family-friendly, right, all-inclusive, or a relaxing spa weekend, you can find exactly what you need and compare hotel prices, ratings, and amenities side by side. So start planning your next getaway and find your perfect somewhere in the Hotels.com app.
This episode is brought to you by Cars.com. When you add your car to your garage on Cars.com, you'll unlock access to real-time insights into how much your car is worth. Plus, view its historical and projected value to decide when to sell. So when the time is right, you can secure an instant offer from a local dealership or sell it yourself on Cars.com. Start tracking your car's value with your garage on Cars.com. This episode is brought to you by Atlassian. Atlassian software like Jira, Confluence, and Trello help power global collaboration for all teams so they can accomplish everything that's impossible alone. Because individually we're great, but together we're so much better. Learn how to unleash the potential of your team at Atlassian.com. Atlassian.com. Atlassian. Tap the banner or visit this episode's page to learn more.
Jason Flynn's here. That's all the introduction he needs. That's all he's going to get.
Soccer Cards United.
Jason, what's on your head? Is that a Cubs hat?
No, that's a Montreal Canadiens hat.
Duh, you didn't know that?
Do you know what sport they play?
Hockey.
Final answer?
Lucky guess.
Yeah, I was going to say.
He pulled up. Is there another?
Facial hair? What's going on? Lift your chin. Sport? Look to this guy. Oh, interesting.
I don't think that's new, right?
It's like a reverse goatee, haven't you? Did you darken it?
No, I don't. I think it's, I just haven't been going outside much with the World Cup on. So it's gotten to a certain stage.
This is riveting radio.
Let's talk about what people look like on the podcast.
Even if they could see, I don't think people would care. All right, Jason, for the first time ever, we're going to hold you to just a few minutes. What is happening with this sport that you call soccer?
Yeah, so we're at the semifinal stage of the FIFA World Cup, the FIFA Men's World Cup. Tomorrow and Wednesday, we have the two semifinals being played. The first on Tuesday is Argentina versus Croatia. Argentina featuring Lionel Messi, arguably the greatest player of all time. And Croatia, who were unexpected tournament finalists in 2018, are now again upsetting all the odds and are unexpected semi-finalists this time around. And the other one, you have France, who are the current world champions. No team has retained the World Cup since the 1950s. And they're playing Morocco. Morocco became the first African team to ever enter a World Cup semi-final when they knocked out Portugal in the quarterfinals.
Oh, wow.
They're also representing the Arab world during the tournament in Qatar, which is the first time that part of the world has ever hosted a World Cup. So everywhere you look, there are narratives at play.
Yeah, that's fun. It sounds like it's actually a pretty entertaining Final Four then, right?
Yeah, I mean, like we've had... If you were a cynic, you might say, well, Argentina, Croatia, France, Morocco. Argentina are obviously stronger than Croatia and France are obviously stronger than Morocco. But if those kind of cliches could be applied to Croatia and Morocco, they wouldn't be in this position in the first place. So Neither of those underdogs are to be underestimated.
Is it a one win? Is it just a one game elimination at this point?
Yeah. So they'll play 90 minutes. If it's a draw at the end of 90 minutes, we'll have 30 minutes of extra time. If it's still a draw, we'll have a penalty shootout.
So the fact that France beat England, was that a big blowout? And have you seen effects on card pricing there?
Yeah, we did. We saw some interesting things in the France-England game. So that was a very, very tight game. The only reason France ended up going through ended up winning the game was that Harry Kane, who's the England captain, missed a penalty in the game to level it up. But Bukayo Saka, who plays for England and plays for Arsenal at club level, Bukayo Saka had an amazing tournament and was once again on form in the France game. So his prices and his sales volume have been very, very healthy during this tournament. Jude Bellingham, England midfielder, had a very good tournament as well at 19 years of age. And in the recent Golden World Cup auction, performed very well. Some of his one-on-one rookies were on sale and all did very healthy prices of kind of between $10,000 and $25,000, which for a 19-year-old midfielder from England is really, really good. And then on the France side, Kylian Mbappe is currently leading the race for the top scorer. He's currently leading the race with Golden Boot.
He's killing it in this playoffs.
Hey,
see what I did there?
Enough dumb jock.
Pun. Okay,
So Kylian Mbappe is obviously is he top selling right now as far as like anybody else?
Well, it's interesting. His prices coming into this tournament were on the floor. It just says various things have and haven't happened over the last year that Mbappe was undervalued. So there's a lot of sales being made at what I would consider to be very good deals.
Oh, really? Okay.
So, yeah.
So you can still get an Mbappe, you think, for a decent price?
Completely. Yeah, I think he's undervalued and that this correction that he's experiencing during the World Cup, it does not go far enough. And that long-term people that buy Mbappe now, I mean, if you want to, you could wait until January or February, but I don't think you're kind of going to lose your shirt if you buy him now.
So at this point, is the overall consensus that it's Argentina and France going into the finals?
They're the favorites. I got to say.
Well, yeah, they're the favorites. I mean, that's kind of what you'd imagine. But Croatia knocked out Brazil, who were the pre-tournament favorites in the last round. And Argentina had to beat their opponents, the Netherlands, on penalties. So I think Argentina and Croatia should be closer than France and Morocco. But Morocco have yet to concede a goal scored by an opposition player in this World Cup. They've only conceded an own goal.
So we've talked about some of the bigger players that guys are obviously already investing in. Anybody on any four of these teams that you would start considering buying or already buying?
On Argentina, you have Julian Alvarez, who moved to Manchester City this year and is a rookie in World Cup Prism, has a rookie logo on his card. He has two goals already in the tournament. Very young guy, very exciting guy. Obviously plays for one of the biggest clubs in the world at Manchester City and has a very bright future ahead of him. He could play and easily star against Croatia tomorrow. So I think Julian Alvarez is an interesting one. You also have on that Argentina team a couple of other guys, but for me, Julian Alvarez, if you're going to go after an Argentina youngster, that's him. Morocco are a defensive team who have been kind of just catching people cold and either sucker punching them with a 1-0 or 2-0 victory or beating people on penalty kicks. So in terms of Morocco players, the biggest name is probably Achraf Hakimi. Hakimi is a fullback, so he's a defender, so he's not really one to chase hobby-wise. So I like Julian Alvarez, and yeah.
I sold my Prism case, by the way. I got a little nervous. I got 5,800 after I shipped and everything. I think it was like $60 this year. So 5,750, call it.
Yeah, I had somebody turn down a case at 4,700 today. So yeah, I think you did very well.
Really? Okay.
4,700 today. When did you sell? You sold last week, right?
I did. He mailed me a check. So I actually just shipped it out Saturday.
Man, so prices have dropped significantly.
Well, we're also in different markets, though. I mean,
yeah, but I thought his market was probably even better than the market you're in right now because he's got more access to more international guys.
Basically, it's just come down to the fact that it's kind of this like thing happening where obviously the tournament's reaching a climax, which is great. But more and more teams are getting knocked out. So if you're a USA fan or a Brazil fan or an England fan or anyone like Germany, all these big hobby markets, those guys are getting knocked out, which means that their fans are just less interested in the tournament. They're still watching.
Yeah.
But they're not kind of thinking like, I want to have all of the Germany cards from this World Cup, you know? So even though the tournament's getting more exciting, the enthusiasm is getting thinner and thinner. Because if you don't want to have cards of a team that reminds you that your team got knocked out of the tournament.
I would like at the end of the tournament, when everything's said and done with, I'm putting a homework task on you, Jason, since you're the soccer card guy. Can you go back and see what the ultimate peak in pricing was as far as like for a box and or case? Just because I'm curious for when that comes, you know, like what point in this tournament do we get to this time where it's just the right time where we still have enough games, enough guys are still in. There's enough hype that's been built up as well. And you're not like in that part where there's too many guys out and no one wants it anymore.
Yeah. So I think for me, that would be between the group stage and the knockout stage. So there's, you know, 32 teams come into the tournament, 16 of them advance to the knockout stage. And in between those, the group stage, the knockout stage, maybe one day or 2 days. So that kind of time for us was where we saw the highest prices, where the boxes were like comfortably $500, you know, or even more than that per hobby box. That was kind of when they peaked. And then I guess you could say the USA got knocked out in the round of 16, which took a lot of kind of casual soccer observers out of the tournament. And some of those guys would have been buying into breaks just because I'm going to watch the game anyway. I might as well enter a break. So, you know.
Makes sense.
Yeah. For me, I would have loved the USA to go all the way just because it would have meant the most hobby eyes on the tournament.
All right, last question. Bold prediction before you're gone. Who's winning this thing? What's the matchup and who wins?
I'm going to say it's Argentina versus France. And I'm going to predict
bold there. Thanks.
That Argentina winning. I think
Argentina.
Messi.
I've been predicting Argentina to win the whole thing. It didn't look like that was going to happen when they got beaten by Saudi Arabia in the opening game, but I've been swept up in the romance of it once again. Messi has taken the World Cup home with him.
So if that happens, where's the Messi market?
Does it do much? The
Messi market, I think, I'm not sure how much more I can do right now. I don't know what prices Messi would have to get to for me to say stop buying them.
Okay. He's that good. All time he's cemented.
Yeah. I think he's that good. I think the big effect it will have is maybe his 2022 Prism cards will be more relevant than they would have been otherwise. But I think overall he's trending upwards. Maybe, you know, on a month-to-month level, he has obviously peaks and troughs like everybody. But year to year, Messi, I think, is a safe bet for the next, you know, 3, 5, 10 years.
Well, he's been around for a while. Like, 3, 5, 10 years. So this isn't the odds of this being his last World Cup are low, would you say?
I think if he wins this one, he might just retire on top. Depending on what kind of physical shape he's in a few years, he might not play. He has said it could be his last World Cup. But I just think, for me personally, if he wins the World Cup and he kind of is given a moniker of the greatest of all time, mm-hmm. nothing changes. Whether he wins or not wins, nothing changes for me and nothing changes for millions of soccer fans around the world.
Yeah.
And that he's still one of the best three, if not the best player of all time.
So like, even though Ronaldo, this is probably his last World Cup and he didn't play all that great. Like, do guys care if this is his last World Cup, do those cards do better, would you say, or not as well?
I think with Ronaldo, we're kind of seeing his decline right now. And I was having a conversation with somebody about this, about in basketball, I think it was, did Michael Jordan retire, come back, and then retire again, and then come back again?
So he retired, came back, won 3 more championships. Did he retire then again? Then he go to the Wizards? I forget about that.
I thought he had some time off. I mean,
he ended with the Wizards, yeah, before his injury at the end. So,
okay, so like when Michael Jordan's at the Wizards, or when like, did Shaq play for the Celtics at some point he should have probably retired?
He sure did. Celtics and Cavs at the end.
Played for the Celtics?
Yeah, so like that kind of like weird time for a great athlete where you probably should have retired. And at the time, everyone is like, what is he doing? He's ruining his legacy. This looks terrible. But in the long view of history,
no one cares.
Nobody remembers that. Nobody cares.
Johnny Unitas for the Chargers. Okay, sorry.
Tom Brady for the...
Well, he won a championship.
So. Well, last year, though.
Terrible.
But if Brady goes on for another couple of years, it'll be like, what's he doing? Just quit while you're ahead, that kind of thing. But like, so Ronaldo right now is going to go through a rough patch. You're going to hear a lot of stuff about his legacy and his prices. But I still think long-term, there's a lot more good than bad.
Okay.
I like it.
Hey man, thank you. We literally asked Jason to come on like an hour before we started recording. So
he's waving. It means he's all done. Thank you, Jason. Soccer Cards United. Go listen to him. He talks all about American football. What are releases this week? I know we've got 3. What days? Do you know what day these are?
I do.
Contenders Optic Basketball is Wednesday, right?
Wednesday. Yep. And then you've got your Topps Chrome Black that comes out on the Friday and Triple Threads that comes out Friday.
Contenders Optic is still last year's class, though. Cade Cunningham, Scotty Barnes, Evan Mobley. Yeah, I'm hoping it's cheap.
Let's see.
I'm guessing it's not cheap. I mean, cheap compared to like years past, because as good as that rookie class is, Jalen Green's playing well. Like it's, I don't know. We're starting to get to the point with that class where it was kind of underwhelming in the hobby anyways.
Yeah.
So... $400 a box.
$450.
Okay. I mean, that is quite a bit cheaper than years past, which is good. I don't know.
Not excited.
Who am I supposed to be excited about in that class? It is good. And we're a year, like these guys have been rookies for a year and a half. Like, what are we doing? So I don't know.
Here's the real question. Who do you get excited about the 2022 class? Because like other than
in basketball?
Yeah, like other than Banchero.
Yeah, I mean that class is going quiet as well.
Yeah.
And again, another example, not only is the class underwhelming in terms of hobby value, just in general, but we're going to see those guys for another year and a half from now because they barely even started with them. So can we just punt? Can we punt on 2022 and get to the, what's the kid's next year? Wembebe?
Yeah, that's
whatever that dude's name is.
There's him and so Bronny. Much hype for that. Yeah.
He looks unbelievable.
Yeah.
But we're going to have to wait like 2.5 years from now to see that though.
Something else will happen, I'm sure.
I guess. Give it time. Let's talk baseball, though, because these are two pretty good baseball releases.
Okay.
2022 Topps Chrome Black. What is the cost of this? It's a 12-box case, one encased auto, and then what, like a numbered card and a rookie or something?
Refractor parallel and two chrome base.
Okay, and the one encased. Yes. So what's the cost per box?
$155.
Okay, so here's my thing with Topps Chrome Black. It is going to be crazy dependent on the checklist, as is always the case. But especially this year, like I'm imagining we're going to have, well, they've got here. Well, here's a good sign. Actually, so the checklist hasn't been released officially, but if you just go through the images,
yeah, that's what
you got J-Rod and you got Bobby Witt. I mean, that's a good sign. I cannot remember if Wander came out as in this product yet already or not. So what'd you say? It's 150 a box.
155. Yep. Do you, as far as the product itself, black, do you like it?
Very average.
Yeah.
I mean, so actually here's a good news too. Wander was not in Topps Chrome Black last year that I can see. So this is when an average product to me, because that's what this is, mm-hmm. becomes a really, really good product quick. If you get, let's just go perfect scenario, which I think Wander will be at it then. So Wander, J-Rod, Witt, maybe they add in Torkelson, Michael Harris, and Jeremy Pena.
That's loaded.
And all of a sudden, and again, I'm not saying that will happen.
Mm-hmm.
Although I'd bet money it's at least J-Rod and Witt. We see those two in Wander. And if Witt's in it, I got to think Torkelson is. All of a sudden, an average product goes to, oh, there's six or seven top line, like unbelievable rookies. That's when this product gets weird. And for $150 and you get the number parallels, it gets interesting. So this is one to me you could, I don't love the ripping though as personals. That's the only thing. There's not enough base. You get four cards a box. So if you miss on the auto,
yeah,
there's not a ton of like, oh, but I got the stack of base I can grade my way out of. Mm-hmm. But this to me is a perfect breaking product. So as a personal box, it's a C.
How do you break it?
PYT. See, this again, good question. Rare, good question from you.
Shut.
Why would you say that?
God.
Why would you say shut up? Sometimes I'm like, hey, randoms work the best just because there's so many different teams and options, whatever. And this one, I actually like. Matter of fact, as I'm saying this out loud, I like both. This is an A product to break as a random or a PYT. Random, you're going to have, I think, 5 to 7 big teams to chase,
yeah,
including teams like the Angels and Yankees who just have so many vets in there. They're good teams as well.
Mm-hmm.
So now all of a sudden you're looking at a third of the checklist as a very good chase in a random. And then if you go PYT, go pick the team you want. We didn't even mention O'Neill Cruz. I would guarantee he's in it as well. Go pick out your team and chase their autos. So as a breaking product, I'm going to give it an A. As a personal rip, C+.
For a PYT, what are those spots selling for? Like $5?
No. Okay, because again, we're going by the case price, right?
Yeah.
So 150 times 12 is 1,800. So I would say your top end team is, again, just through quick math, 150 or less.
Okay, so breaking it by the case, I got you.
Right, so if you're breaking it by the case, you can get the best team, because it also depends too. Let's get into the vet stuff. If J-Rod, which we know is in it, the Griffey and Ichiro both have autos in this as well for Seattle. It's probably your most expensive team. The Rays are expensive because of Wander. But even then, like this seems like a pretty easy checklist and PYT list to put together.
Do you guys, did Gio get any of this? Gio breaks?
Bunch. And Ryan over at Celebrity got like 20 cases of this. He's going to break like a maniac. Jeez. So I think he is actually posting a 20 case break. I got to confirm with him.
Okay.
But if that's the case, like, yeah, I don't think it's a bad product. In years past, this is kind of one that's been a C across the board. This year, though, again, checklist and price, I'm in.
I'll see you at the break spot where they're breaking it.
Is this something you wish you had said or wish you had not said?
All right. Triple Threads?
Triple Threads is another one. I said, I see Triple Threads, though. You're super vet heavy. You're going to have Jeter autos. You're going to have Trout because it's tops. You'll have all the big guys. Wander is in the images, at least. So Wander for sure has rookie autos. I don't have a full checklist in front of me. But I'm guessing you're going to have Wander, J-Rod, Witt, Torque. Like, I think you'll probably have a lot of the same. If that's the case, and you, Triple Threads is just an awesome product. Like, Triple Threads has a great following. It does get weird, though. I think it's well, give me the price first too. Is it because these are mini boxes? $350 a box.
Two packs per box, seven cards per pack. So only 14 cards. Yeah. How much did you guess?
$350
$400
Okay.
So you get autograph triple relic card. You get one triple relic card out of
36
or less. One autographed rookie card or autographed jumbo relic to 99 and then one jumbo relic card to 48
Well, so this checklist is out. First of all, Julio is all over it. Wander's all over it. Witt is on the checklist. So Witt has autos as well. Spencer Torkelson is all over the rookie checklist. Just going down the rookie checklist. This is kind of like the base rookies and parallels. You have your big names. Even Jeremy Pena is in it as well, who's selling really well right now. Wander, we talked about. Spencer. So who do they leave off? Michael Harris, it's funny, is not in any of this stuff. Anyways, other rookie autos that are decent, though. Hunter Green, I like. CJ Abrams as well. Joe Ryan sells okay. Nick Lodolo, Reed Detmers, pitchers, but they actually sell decent. Bryson Stott for the Phillies is a decent one. Then you have your massive, chases, your one-on-one cut autos, Ruth, Mantles, DiMaggio's, all that type of stuff. The relics sell really well. For that price, though, again, I'm going to go like B- for a personal because it's too expensive. In a break, well, give me the breakdown. Triple Threads does it weird, too. Isn't it an 18-box case that is then mini case?
Let me see how the case. So it's interesting. There's a $9 case and there's an $18 case.
So $9 is an inner case or the mass. So a lot of guys will break this by the $9. How much? So 400 times nine, you're talking 3,600 for an inner, a little bit less.
3,500 for the $9, 7,000 for the $18.
So I'll give it a B+. I like the product.
Okay.
Obviously 35, you're talking $110 a team on average in a random, a little more than that. And so PYT, you'll have some expensive, some cheap. But again, you have a ton of chases because not only is a rookie checklist loaded, this is a super vet and star heavy product. So I like that. This is more for the stuff that you guys were spending cash. Like the Yankees are going to be $300 or $400 on this product. You know, the Mariners are going to be, I would have to assume Griffey, and this is one where they will break out all the stars. Mm-hmm. The Mariners are going to be $300-$500, I would assume. The Angels are going to be expensive because you have Trout and Ohtani autos. But Triple Threads is a great blend of both rookies and vets, and this year it just so happens a rookie list is stupid loaded. So
the price is high for me personally to get in, but I love these breaks because they're so quick and like you find out right away. You don't have to like sift through all the base and stuff like that. So
yeah, you hit like the crazy, like the bat knob or something, exactly, or whatever. Like this is when you can hit the unbelievable, the 12 player autograph books.
These are the breaks I love to watch and then ultimately regret not getting in because someone hits something like that.
Live to froth. All right, let's do mailbag and get out of here. Oh, I have one other thing I have to mention. I forgot. I'm doing it a little differently. So the monthly card show, that virtual card show starts, is Wednesday night from 6 p.m. to 12 o'clock Eastern. I'm going to be live at 9 o'clock Eastern. I'm setting up in a booth. I am only going there to buy. I'm not selling anything, but I'll be there to buy. And if you want to come in and sell cards, just come into the room like normal. And you can like click all you have to do is like click a button. I can add you to like live video, which is cool. And you can show me what you want to sell. I'm trying to buy a ton of stuff this month though. I'm trying to buy there. I told Russ I want to buy a bunch of cards. I've been a little bit lax. And especially now that Hannah's helping me sell on Card Shop Live, I'm flying. Like I've been moving through my inventory faster than any other.
Helping
time.
That's more than a one-time thing. She's agreed.
Oh, she's on board.
So. Wow.
See, I got to find stuff to buy. So if you want to sell me stuff, come on to the monthly card show this Wednesday. And they're also giving away some free wax. So.
Cool. Okay. So two things, because this is basically where we get to do all the giveaways for you guys. The Jerry Jeudy, the Chapman signed jerseys, and then the Tyler Hero signed autographed frame picture. That is all given away. We're picking those winners today. I'm just waiting for the list. However, there will be another video that's going up later with the next three giveaways that you guys get to have. So if you want to be entered for the next three prizes, again, very simple. All you have to do is sign up for an account on Pristine Auctions using the code NONSENSE. Very simple. And then last thing is, and this is actually, I actually came closer than ever. I don't know about what Mike did. He probably didn't look, but I came very close to winning the So Rare tickets. 12,000th place out of 68,000, which typically I'm in the 50,000. So I consider that a win. There is another contest, last contest of the year, in fact. Sign up for week 17, and we're just going to be giving away some basketball wax. We're going to determine it'll be a few hundred dollars for the box. So
where do I see how I did, how I placed?
You hit passed, and then you should see what you did in week 15. What did you do? It'll say out of.
I'm aware of what it'll say. I don't want to, you know, I did fine.
What did you do, Mike? I did 12,000th.
48,916.
And I got so much crap about my lineup. Yeah, well, that's what you get.
Three of my guys scored zero. It didn't help.
That's what you get. So anyways, if you want to win, it's the Common Contenders Contest on So Rare NBA. Sign up for free, choose your lineup for free, all that good stuff. If you win, you get a box of wax from us. Congratulations.
I did not win.
It is mailbag time. We have some amazing gentlemen who, and maybe women, I don't know.
I don't co-sign on that, by the way.
Some big thank yous. Oh, you know what we never did talk about because we ran out of time? We did want to talk about this LeBron James exquisite card. We can talk about that probably next on Thursday's episode.
We can talk about this. Yeah,
real quick. Do it real quick? Okay.
It's the 03 limited logo patch auto rookie LeBron.
Yes.
It's for sale at PWCC.
Bradley Fusan, by the way, thank you for reaching out with this information. It was interesting.
Yeah, and some other guys have been talking about this as well. Do you have the, can you pull it up on here?
Yes.
So here's the thing. It is slabbed. The patch has obviously been switched. It's a serial number card, 4 of 75. It's sold in the past with a very plain, just a single color napkin patch. Now all of a sudden it has a C from the Cavs logo. So clearly the patch has been switched. You know what's interesting in that picture, by the way? I just noticed. Is that circle at the bottom? Can you zoom it? Oh, you
right
can.
Here?
Yeah.
Oh, this dude, is just that, a watermark.
Does that auto look like it's also been touched up? Doesn't that auto look faint on the left, or is that just the picture?
That's just the picture. Yeah, it's just grainy. So I don't.
Okay. So leave that alone. Okay.
Yeah.
So, and other content creators have spoken out about this as well. Dude, they're selling an altered card. So here's the deal. This card is a six-figure card in general.
Mm-hmm. What did you look up? Didn't it just sell recently for like 100,000 or something like that?
Take it easy. I'm going to look.
Okay.
Go nuts here. The card is slabbed by Beckett and it says authentic altered. Like, and I think it even cites, doesn't it specifically mention it's altered patch?
Mm-hmm.
You got to play the video though of this kid talking. Can you play that so they can hear it?
Yeah, I think so.
Because they do like the card review for. There we go.
Well, this is a very interesting card.
Enthusiasm.
Before you look at the patch, the first thing that I'd recognize is that of all of LeBron James' rookie cards, his limited logos
just sold for 108,000.
Most interesting as a card that has a
okay. You can pause it for a second before I fall asleep. I would say if you're going to make a video about being an interesting card and all this interesting, you could have a little enthusiasm. Go ahead and drink a monster. Okay, keep going though.
Because yes,
normally iconic, a six-figure card
design. And then a patch that is game used. But as we look at this.
So not a real patch, by the way.
Okay. So first off, like, are we just all in agreement that it's game used because the guy who faked it and put it in there says it was? Like, I mean, how do we know that was game used?
Yeah, not game used at all. That's cut off a Walmart jersey, just to be clear.
Response to this card being sent in is an interesting one because what they're saying is this is an altered patch. Meaning that this patch is not original to the card.
Oh.
As you look around the patch window.
PWCC has a lot of money. You could hire somebody to like get pumped about. I'll do reads for them for free. Go ahead. I'm sorry. This is a nice kid. Keep going.
We invite you to look for.
How long is this?
Tails that.
2 minutes. We're at 50 seconds.
Consistent with the original jersey.
All right. So can we just ask the question?
You got to keep playing it. We got to finish it out this, but I'll talk over it if I need.
Doesn't usually do this sort of thing. This is. For me, the first time that I've had a card in hand where I'm looking at it saying, oh, wow, Beckett is calling this out as fake. We have seen cards that Beckett has not
because it says specific,
he's not like altered patch. On the patch, but he's just graded it. But in this case, for whatever reason, they felt like it was.
Okay, hang on. For whatever reason, because it's a six-figure card, that's probably the reason.
Is that
so? And it's pretty notable.
I guess my thing is, why are we like, why is the community okay with that though? Like, I feel like once that's been done, it shouldn't even be accepted anymore.
So, you know what's funny about this? I actually don't care if they're selling it. Because it is, hey, it's a fake card. The auto's still real, if you like. Mm-hmm. I don't hate it just because, and here's the reason. The card is selling for $12,000 right now with a couple days left.
Yeah, like so it's significantly cheaper.
So I don't mind, keep playing. This gets even more interesting. It is interesting. How many times interesting
is include used? The altered patch designation.
Who is this kid?
It doesn't matter.
It's just interesting to me because from an aesthetics perspective, it's just absolutely phenomenal.
Well, yeah, it's fake, so of course. They don't usually put in ugly fake patches.
Look, if the patch is not from the actual original jersey,
it's
that,
not.
I think for most people,
yeah, why did you say if it's
the card?
Correct.
On the other hand,
oh, positive.
There's only 75.
No, no, pause.
Oh, okay.
He's laughing.
Only 75.
Go back a couple seconds. So I'll let this poor kid go.
I'm afraid you're going to come off as looking at like a bully. That's I don't okay. want you to come
He's
off
a nice
like
kid.
That.
He's working for a huge company. He's doing great.
God. I think for most people, kind of ruins a lot of the card. On the other hand, there's only 75 of these guys.
that's my favorite part. That Williams. Is my favorite part right there. Somehow the reason
is this is one of those.
We better 75. Be done. We better
can
be
say
done.
That the patch is fake.
We did it's, say that. You can shut it off.
Beckett, but
all right. So
what's funny about that?
It doesn't.
You know, I was thinking your name's Jesse. Your name's Jesse. What's going on here?
Stop making fun of him.
This is painful.
He's,
I would
he
not bid on that.
Not agree to
I would not
do
bid on
this
card.
Job knowing that he was going to get called out. And
I would
made
not bid on
of.
That card just based on the fact. I don't even care about the fake patch. That priest.
I think the bigger issue here is that there we looked this up. We looked up this specific card. No, I'm sorry, not the specific card, but the other 75 in here. And we found others that look
so I've got them.
Just like this.
Yeah.
So
okay.
The question comes up.
Same
I didn't know.
So yeah. So to your point, if you go through card letter sales history, there's a few of these that are literally that same C patch. And it does make me wonder, like, by the way, that plain patch is a PSA 8 sold in August for $96,000.
The one that's just a black napkin?
Total black napkin.
What? Okay.
Now you have one though that's sold July 21st, full S
yeah.
patch. I guess that's real. I don't know. It's a BGS9. It sold at PWCC for $240,000 back in July. Just to go through another. Here's
but
another
didn't
one.
You say it, you heard too, like to get that patch in there, they actually, you think they
think
have to separate?
I would think.
Because I mean like that looks, I don't, there's nothing in this and it's a high quality image. Like there's nothing that shows damage around the patch area.
Like the window.
So it's just like, obviously people knew it was altered because it had already gone up for sale for this same serial number. And you can see in pictures of, hey, this had a totally different patch. Okay. That's obvious. So the question comes up, like, how do we know for sure if it wasn't sold before?
Yeah, you know? That's where I'm at. And my other thing too, is like, how do we know these other ones? I was trying to find the exact one. There's one with the exact, I showed you before the show, the exact same C patch.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, can you tell by the, is it something else? Cause I look at these cards. I looked at high quality photos of both. I can't tell the difference.
Which
so
I just think
have other cards been switched as well?
I don't know. Like
this I never underestimate scumminess in this hobby. So
like if it's a custom card, because there's guys out there doing that now where there's like custom, they take aspects of different cards from different players and put it all together in one card. And I think some of those look really cool. I like that.
Sure.
But
I'm not paying $100,000 for them.
This was meant to be faked.
Correct.
And so that's where I'm like, why are we promoting? I don't know. I don't like the promotion.
So there's
of it.
The argument. Yeah. Do you just not promote it at all and just destroy the card? Or yeah. do you say, hey, it's a fake patch. So bid 10% of what it normally would go for.
Yeah. I'm kind of surprised Beckett went that way, but I mean,
well, I'm not surprised Beckett did. Like Beckett has to grade the card as it is. And the fact that they specifically even mentioned altered patch, I like that. Normally it would just say on the right side, authentic altered.
Oh,
this
okay.
on the left side even says altered patch.
Oh, so this is more even specific. Okay, well, I am glad
Beckett did that. Do you think it's morally right to resell it or not? That I don't know. I mean, again, I have no problem because you've identified it as fake.
Yeah.
But I do wonder, does someone just buy this, pop it out of the holder and try to sell? But then again, who's buying six-figure cards wrong?
I think this is one of those where it comes down to another just big division in the hobby. There's probably going to be a ton of guys who say no, and then there's other guys who don't care, and they just think it's a cool card. Because, I mean, obviously, well, I mean, we say obviously, the auto seems to be real. So, I mean, if nothing else, they're getting that for $12,000 or whatever it goes for in the next 3 days.
There you go. All right.
All right. Mailbag officially now. From the Facebook, Andrew Kahn wants to know, Mike, Eagles going to the Super Bowl, but when do Hurts cards peak? Almost never after the Super Bowl, right?
Yeah, never after. The lead up will be as big as anything if you think they're going that way.
Do you think like during the game itself?
Could be, yeah.
Like so long as he's not doing terrible. He also asked why is Upper Deck releasing so much Marvel stuff so late? He gives the example of WandaVision cards. I did look into this actually. It looks like some of this stuff was supposed to come out a little bit sooner. So that probably plays a decent part of it. But even if that's the case, I think we're experiencing manufacturing issues across the board, and there's more than likely bigger products that are coming out first that they're giving more attention to. So
I got the next one.
Ultimately, though, I will say there are some Marvel products that are about to come out in the next few weeks. Specifically, there's one. Hang on, I've got it right here. The product is called Marvel Beginnings Volume 1. I looked up some history on, they've Upper Deck did this before back in 2011. Volume 1, the first one does pretty well pricing wise, and they're predicting this one to do the same. Just something to keep an eye out. We'll talk, I'll mention it more in the next couple of weeks when it officially comes out. All right, go ahead.
Steve Shizzy says, 2023 industry predictions, maybe for end of year show. Yes, Steve.
Yes.
Me and Jesse actually just talked. We're going to do something for like a review or like a best of on the 26th. The
29th.
Yep. Listen to what I'm saying. The 26th, we're doing a best of show.
Yes.
The 29th, we're going to do an end of year industry prediction, all that type of show. So we're stealing this question and pushing it 2 weeks from now. 2 weeks and 3 days.
Thank you, Steve. Rico Sorcy.
I'm going to meet Steve, by the way, next weekend in Tampa.
Oh, really?
Going to a card shop.
That's fun. Pelicans' chances of making the WCF.
Been saying it for months. I don't know. By the way, I don't know about the Cardinals in the World Series. I don't care about that next year. I've been saying for a month and a half now, I think the Zion-led Pelicans, if healthy, could potentially at least go to the Western Conference Finals. I stand by that. I still think the Golden State Warriors are the best team out West. The Suns are choke artists. I do. I think they have as good a shot of anybody. And, you know, aside from Zion, who else do you invest in? The only other person there is Brandon Ingram. I don't even love that, but if you're going to pick somebody else, who else scores in bunches on that team? Because scoring is what dictates pricing. Herb Jones is a good player. His market is because he doesn't score. But Brandon Ingram can score. So
okay.
CJ McCollum as well, but he's just not electrifying. So if you're going to go outside of Zion, you go Brandon.
John Boren, interested to hear you talk about some 2022 rookies that are doing well. George Pickens, Garrett Wilson, Amon-Ra Brown.
Yeah, he's a 21 guy.
Okay. He wants to know impact players on their respective teams.
Yeah, so we pulled up some info on rookies this year. So Garrett Wilson, I mean, dude, talk about a quietly very, very good rookie season. He's got 4 touchdowns, 868 yards, 63 receptions. Chris Olave has 887 yards, 60 receptions, 3 touchdowns. I mean, those two, well over 850. Number 3 is George Pickens, although only 590 yards, 40 receptions. Drake London's had a pretty good season, 533. You know, again, for rookies with 4 games left to go, it's pretty good. The one who still stands out, though, who I think could be the guy in this class is Christian Watson. He's got, again, and played way less, has way less targets. You know, both of those top two guys have 100 targets. Christian Watson has 41 targets, 25 receptions, 400 yards, 7 touchdowns, and 2 rushing touchdowns. Dude's played 10 games. He has 9 touchdowns. It's pretty stinking impressive. Treylon Burks, too, very limited play for the Titans. There's a chance we look back in 2 or 3 years and we've got 2 or 3 Pro Bowl wide receivers from this class. Like, the class is pretty loaded.
Okay.
In wide receivers, at least.
Joseph Michael Harris, when is the Fanatics Panini deal completely going through?
I didn't understand this.
I think what he's talking about is like when...
the licensing deals?
Yeah, the licensing
deals. I believe they all kick in 2026. Panini retains them through the 25 season. I believe that's correct.
He had a follow-up question, it looks like. Has there ever been a card you had been offered, but the dealer was a complete butt? I'm cleaning that up. But you still overpaid.
Nothing that comes to mind. I generally walk. I honestly, I'm like, I would love to have a card. If you're a total clown, I'm out. I just don't care.
I was going to say, I don't think I've ever seen you actually suffer fools when they start acting that way. Let's see. JT Hornbuckle. Or question, or maybe an idea for our friends at the Card Shop Live. Do you know of any breakers who set up breaks as gifts? I ask because I would love to give my son a spot and a break as a Christmas gift for a break that might happen a few days after.
This is an interesting idea.
This would be a slightly different format as most breaks usually break when they fill. I mean,
I don't hate an idea. Okay. We may go with that, JT. Let me talk with Eddie and Ken, some of the other big guys.
Tristan Cornett, out of the last 5 years, is 2020 football wax the best to hold right now?
What do you think?
I think we did a few episodes talking about that, and that was your overall thought, I believe.
That is correct. I think it's going to be world class in a few years.
Chris Thompson, with the continued play/emergence of Purdy, Could this delay future products, since typically most products do not have a RPA or even a card of where he was drafted? He's an auto in black.
Yeah, so he's got Panini black. I think he has some random stuff in certified, the turn of the century, all that stuff. I don't think they're delaying product, though, to get patch autos of his. And most patches nowadays are not game used anyways, so if they want to do that, I think they could make it pretty quick. But I don't think that will delay any products, no.
Adam Sickmiller, how do you organize your collection?
I keep mine in Zion cases, pretty straightforward. I display a lot of them, and the rest of them I keep in there. And then I have a big security deposit box at the bank with the big stuff that I don't want in the house. But
I was thinking too, like if you have a bunch of cheap stuff and things like that,
I have boxes in the closet of that. Yeah.
Yeah. Our guy, Steve over at Columbia Hobby, he does have like just boxes for all these cards for like $2, like $2.50 for some of these. So, and 10% off, you use the code nonsense. There you go. But yeah, there's a lot of different ways to say that.
Our boy CD, Mr. Duff, in the spirit of the office draft, I'd be interested in your picks if Zero Cool came out with a set based on the ABC TGIF lineup.
Oh, man.
I think Danny Tanner or Urkel would have a strong case for number one overall. Suzanne Summers from Step by Step and the baby from Dinosaurs could be late round sleepers. I'm an Urkel,
no
man.
Boy Meets World? I mean,
Fred Savage?
No, I was thinking more of a, I can't even think of
Topanga?
Topanga. Man. I wouldn't mind a signed Topanga. Okay, you know?
Take it easy.
I'm going
Urkel.
Urkel. Dude, I'm more Family of a Matters Stefan was, Urkel kind of guy, I guess. But oh, really? Urkel was cool.
Family Matters was my show.
Man, Stefan was the smoothest guy.
Cousin Eddie? Carl?
In fact, my wife just told my daughter this yesterday because she was trying to watch Family Matters. HBO Max has it on streaming. There you go. Oh, that is not a paid promotion. Christopher Shoemaker wants to know.
I'll take this one as well.
Okay.
Next time Mike is a board meeting in NYC and misses a pod. A, it was an investor meeting. B, I didn't miss a pod. How dare you? he's got a rant ready to go for people who complain against eBay. I actually agree. Everybody whines about eBay. eBay's still the biggest market in the world for sports cards. So. I don't know.
They definitely have their
place. I'm with you, Chris, except for everything else you said there.
Mark Giostria.
JJ Jastrzemski. Okay.
Nailed it. Rookie years are the most sought after, but do any other years get bumps for players like MVP season, championship season, or first year of a new team?
Championship season at times do. Like Brady 2020 was a good example of that. First year with the Bucks and a championship that year. So Brady 2020 stuff for sure.
Okay.
MVP season, I don't know about, but like if it's a monumental season, like I wouldn't be shocked if 2022 Judge stuff carried some weight because he hit 62 home runs.
Does the card need to like emphasize it though? Like this is like
that's the other
MVP
thing.
Season or something like that.
At what point do people forget?
Yeah,
it, right?
Exactly. You know, like I'm not going to remember that like 2 years later. So
yeah, the year Maurice Mantle went back and forth for the home run chase. Like those cards have a big premium.
Okay. That's our mailbag. We did it. We did an episode of the show.
What do we do? Oh, so yeah, on Thursday's show, I want to do a big Brock, one of the segments. I don't know if we'll open with it, but no. A big Brock Purdy, like price by price comparison with like Herbert, Burrow, Jalen, Trevor Lawrence, all the other guys from past years.
Purdy pricing comparison.
Because it's insane what he's selling for right now. Anyways, that's your show. We'll be back on Thursday. Like I said, I'll be live Wednesday night at the monthly card show. I have at least one or two shows on Card Shop Live too. I'm going to be doing a break this week for fun. I haven't done that in a while. And actually, I don't know if I'm selling singles this week. I got a big SGC order going out. So I think I may just stick to wax. So whatever. We'll be back Thursday for another podcast. Thank you for listening. Sports Cards Nonsense brought to you by the Ringer Podcast Network, powered by Spotify and Sports Boy. Goodbye.
Bye.
This episode is brought to you by Hotels.com. When I went on my last holiday to Cape Town, it was amazing. My friends were there, the weather was phenomenal, and most importantly, the food was fantastic. But one thing I struggled with was finding the right places to stay. You know, all I want is a great bed, a fantastic shower, and breakfast that doesn't end at 8 a.m. I'm on holiday, I'm still sleeping. I also like ease. and the Hotels.com app easily helps me to find a perfect hotel for every trip. Whether you're looking for a family-friendly getaway or a relaxing spa weekend, on the Hotels.com app, you can compare up to 5 hotels side by side. Now, why would you want to do that? So you can see prices, amenities, and star ratings. And best of all, you don't have to switch back and forth between options. See? Ease. So, start planning your next getaway and find your perfect somewhere in the Hotels.com app today.